We also want to welcome our online viewers. Wherever you are watching us from, the Lord will minister to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, thank you very much. This evening, we'll be having a panel. I want us all to be very attentive. I have two fantastic mothers. No, they were wives before they became mothers. Two wonderful mothers and wives, then mothers, then one of them is a grandmother. Before I call them, let's pray on the offering. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you, give you all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration for what your children has brought to you. Father, we ask that you accept it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless them, bless the works of their hands. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. So quickly, because of our time, I want to call Susan Badejo, Mrs. Susan Badejo. Let's clap for her. Susan, please sit down here. And then quickly, Mrs. Oluwayemi Siokumadewa. It's a time that you will learn from both of them. It's also, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. You know, it's very intentional that they're both females. Next week, the men will be on the hot seat. And I'm sure there's a lot to learn from the men, right? Yes. And there are a lot of questions to also ask the men. Yes. Can I have the mic for them? Quickly, please. I need two mics. Or maybe one that they can share. COVID is over. So give it to Susan. There's just one mic, Abby. But what this one call for questions? No, let's use this one for them. They'll be talking more. This one. Give it to them and then hold the other one for questions. No. You hold that here. You share one mic.
Okay.
So quickly, Susan, in 1 minute, please just introduce yourself. Who are you? How long have you married for? Emphasis on how many years of marriage. And then just 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and give it to her.
Okay. My name is Badejo Susan Funke. I've been married for 4 years now. A fashion designer. I run a fashion school. And I have a little boy. His name is Joshua. 3 years old. And marriage has been really good and sweet.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. My name is Oluyemi Si Okumadewa. I've been married for 35 years. A mother, a grandmother. I'm a retired civil servant.
Let's clap for her, please. So the first question I'll be asking, you know, I met my wife at the admissions office. And the Lord told me that is your wife. Even though she tried to run away. But o ma ni pe egberun samu abi ko le samu Olorun lowo. That is my story. Now, how did you meet your husband? How were you caught? And then give it to grandma.
I met my husband online.
Let's make the answers pretty short.
Yeah, we were using BB phones then. So that was basically how I met my husband. So we were chatting for a while and then we decided to meet up and then we saw that we actually had a lot of similar interests and we decided to become friends to courtship to marriage.
So how long did you court for?
Like 7 years.
Okay. Let's clap for her.
Wow.
The first time I will see my husband was in secondary school. I was in Form 3. But we were having inter-house sports. So I was playing table tennis in a room, and he came in. But something in me just saw that boy that came in. So it flashed through my mind, sort of. But the next time I was seen was about 7 years after that day. We met at a birthday celebration of a friend here in Ibadan. The former time was in my school in Indesha. So we just exchanged greetings. He was in the University of Ibadan. I was in the School of Nursing, UCH. And we started based on friendship. We were friends for a while that even people will see us and say there's something that is in between these two. And we moved on from then, and before we got married, 10 years plus after.
So you courted for 10 years?
Yes.
Yes. Let's clap for her. Now, my question is this. Susan courted for 7 years. And I'm asking these questions because of the young people here. What was courtship like? And was there any advantage? I mean, now you got married. Did you see any advantage in that long courtship?
Yeah.
Did you? So just tell me in 1 minute. Let's make the question, the answer is pretty short. Then you move to her. She's your senior in courtship, 10 years. Uh-huh. So let's see, was there any advantage in that long courtship?
Yeah, I got to know him better. We were friends. I mean, we had a very long friendship period. So I got to know a whole lot of flaws that I needed to sit down and ask myself, can I live with these flaws before I decide to jump into the marriage and stuff. The long courtship just opened my eyes to know him better, see the things he liked, and likewise him as well too. So I think that was more of the benefit of the long courtship for me.
Now, so 10 years, what was the advantage of it?
The advantage then is just that we really, really know ourselves. There is no issue of maybe cell phone, social media and all that. It's just physical. You see, the best we could do then was writing letters, sending birthday cards, just that. And maybe it's a luxury to have a land telephone. So everything is based on who you see.
So is it true that courtship is a mirage, is rehearsals? I mean, when you now get to marry, I mean, people say courtship. It happened to me. I mean, when we got to marry, it was like, Shenti Mofelele. And it was also the same for her. Is it true that in courtship, we package?
Yes, very true. If you don't live with someone, you can never know the person. When we got married, it's like, is this Folusho? You know, or is this Yemisi? We were like strangers, despite the fact that if you ask him when we were boyfriend, girlfriend, something about anything, if he gives an answer, that's the same answer I would give if I was asked. But when we got married, it was a different thing entirely.
Is that your story too?
That's everybody's story. Yes, but courtship is not the same thing as when you're married. Your true character, all the things you're hiding. Let me just give an instance. When I was courting, I love to dress well, and then my tummy would be so flat, you know? And my husband, I see this babe with flat tummy, and then no more. I got married and I was able to let myself out and, you know, show my true color. So that was one little aspect. But the truth is, when you get married and when you are courting, they are two different things. You are packaging yourself when you are courting, like trying to, you know, not like over-impress, but just to also make yourself appear to be in a certain kind of way.
Thank you very much. Let's clap for them. You know, they are actually being real with us here. Now, the highs and the lows of marriage. You've been married for 7 years.
No, 4 years.
You courted for 7 years and you married for 4 years. Fantastic. Have you had cheating issues? The highs and the lows. Can you tell us, maybe tell us two things that actually sustained you, you know, in those challenges? Two things.
I'll say the Holy Spirit. Definitely, like every normal, even with siblings, there's no way you live with your siblings that you don't fight, not to talk of, say, your spouse. So there have been instances where sometimes you just be like, oh, more, ah, you want to maybe even strangle the person's neck. Like, why would you do this and not, you know? But I think the more I got my own grace is the Holy Spirit. The more I got closer to the Holy Spirit, the more He gave me wisdom to know when to speak and when not to speak, to know when to tackle some issues. And I think also to know how to manage my time. Because as a woman, we're multitasking. Managing your time when you were single and managing your time when you're married is a totally different thing.
Wait, Susan. I like what you just said. Yeah. To know when to speak and to know when to keep quiet. Can you emphasize 1 minute on that?
Like, I think we all have to study our spouses. Our spouses are different.
Okay.
When you're, like my own spouse, when my husband is maybe in a moment where he's like hungry or he's talking, and I don't talk, I keep quiet. Because I just want him to, because there's no way he's talking and I'm talking. Somehow, somebody will say something that will hurt the other person, which actually happens sometimes, but I've learned to keep quiet and study his mood. That took me a while also. I study his mood, and then when I see like he's in a good mood, all the things I was saying that was pissing me off, I'll be keeping them in my head. And when he's in a good mood, then we'll now sit down and then I start telling him this thing that you said. Like when he's laughing or when we're joking and playing, then I'll now bring those things back. Like this thing that you said, I didn't like it. This thing that you did, I did not like it. And then you to say his own, this one too that you did, you used to do. So we talk and communicate really well to be able to trash this. But me, I already know that it's not every time he's talking that I open my mouth to speak. I need to learn how to shut up. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's a good one. You've been married for 4 years. She's been married for 35 years. Let's clap for her again. 35 years is not a joke. There must have been highs and lows. 35 years with 4 children. When I met them, in fact, and the interesting thing about the children is that the 4 of them are different. Different personalities. And I begin to wonder that how do you cope with somebody? Do you know Ife? You know Ife? Eh? You know that you need skill, because Osho mini sample local and I've never seen. She was so calm, everything blessing by me, but she was so calm. How did you 35 years of marriage? Give us 2 instances or 2 things that have actually helped you in this, the home. Just 2, quickly.
Okay. Apart from hearing right and speaking right, there is a place in understanding your spouse. There is a place in forgiving, because definitely hurts will come. There have been days I would not like everything that happened from morning till night, you know. But thinking about it with determination not to cause trouble, I would rather keep quiet. But my being quiet is not easy. I'm not an easy person to live with also. So it's not about maybe my husband will do certain things, I'm the good. No. The two of us have different ways of handling things. But forgiving and forgetting is something that had helped us. You know, we might have had some issues, but you know, we were quick to forgive and move on. When children, you know, started coming in, children also could cause issues between spouses, at least many times, because there are times children will like to have their way, having told their father first and things like that, and I may not like it. So we found a way in saying that I would have the I will have a way of saying either no or yes before their father. Their father will say, go and meet your mom. Then we'll have a way of, you know, either eye contact or words confirming our decision on certain issues. But there is an effort to put in place so that issues will not linger on. Many things that happened in my own marriage over the years, but God had helped us to manage it effectively. And that's one thing I will also say, the grace to be humble, to listen to the right counsel. Counsel might come just like this. It might come through one-on-one with somebody who is experienced more than me. Like me, I had somebody I talked with then, and even now. And, you know, the grace to be humble, to learn and follow the right counsel is very, very important.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You know, one thing that both of them said was that they learned to do what? Keep short. They know when to talk. And they probably know how to talk too. Those are two different things. When to talk and how to talk. You know, they're major things. So let's clap for them. I want to give an opportunity, before I go, I want to get an opportunity for people to ask questions. But before I do that, I want to tell Prof. Professor Modula that he did that while last year. Yesterday evening, I was speaking to my wife, and she just said she has elevated herself to my mother.
On her own.
In fact, I must have laughed for about 2 minutes. Mondo Dashe only, yes, she has elevated herself to the status of my mother. Mani, Prophet, that was Allah Leo. You have a question, sir?
Yes.
All right.
Please, it's about this dating, online dating. Does it work? Because young people, because you see, I think we have to begin to think differently. So, because young people still want to, can you meet somebody online and eventually get married to each other? How does it work?
Yes, you can meet online. It's like our generation. Let me say our generation. It's like a global village. Presently, we sell online. Our market is online. We talk to people online. So, yes, you can meet people, your spouse. You can meet friends. Even aside from my husband, there are friends that I have met online. It's just about trying to see if you guys have similar interests before you get to meet up. And then when you eventually meet yourselves, it's just the normal way you will meet boy, girl, boy meets girl, girl meets boy. You will now sit down, discuss, and see if this is someone that you want in your life or not. Doesn't mean you must, you just have to filter the things that you like in the person.
Fantastic. Any other question or any addition to what she just said? a young person wants to add to that? You want to add to it? You have a question?
I want to add and say that we concluded that courtship doesn't have to be long, right? I just want us to get that clear.
So is this, yes. Yes, so she courted for 10 years. You did 7 years. I did 8 years, 9 months. How many years did you do? 3 years. I mean, so really, really, despite the fact that we courted for 10 years, there were still issues. It was like, for me, it was like I was getting married to a stranger. Oh, come on, you know? And like Susan said, the bump came out after the marriage. So it's all packaging, you know? But the whole idea is that do the needful within the 1 year or the 2 years. Don't leave things undone. You know, that's what matters most. Any other question? You have a question? Yes?
I have an addition.
Okay.
I noticed that the young people are more prone to the online dating thing. I know 2 young people that met online and they are married. So, and they're doing really well. But I want to sound a note of warning. There's a lot of the people, I noticed that Redeem, they decided to start something in Lagos. But you find bad people trying to get into their midst and poach on the ladies. So I think anything we're doing, we should do all the due diligence.
All the checks.
You know,
yes.
The checks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Questions? No questions from you. She has a question.
I want to ask, long courtship, is it more advantageous or a shorter one? Because time, maybe with long courtship, does it, many a times, does it lead to marriage or in between you?
Long courtship may not even lead to marriage if care is not taken. Long courtship may cause a lot of issues around, you are wasting my time. That one is no. Somebody may just come from nowhere to even snatch. You know, if the lady is ready, the man is not ready, or either way. So, but God's time is always the right time. And as Christians, if we believe in God, rely and trust God to give us direction, we will always, you know, do the right thing at the right time. That is just my addition to that.
No, sometimes courtship, sometimes relative to age. If you meet someone early in life, 17, 18, yeah, you're 21 or 22, definitely most likely you're going to have a long courtship. If somebody is 24 and somebody is 26, most likely you are likely going to have a short courtship. But either way, just do the needful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You have a question, okay. You are keeping quiet now, and you have questions in your heart. Eh?
Okay, for both of you. You know, on Sunday, we spoke about the greatest love, which is agape, okay? So, in marriage, because of course, some people have been saying, you know, there are times that it can be really difficult to love your spouse. I want you to tell us about it. Is it possible to attain that height of agape love that you keep giving and you don't expect anything back, and you don't talk, you don't express yourself, you just swallow everything? So how do you balance it, you know?
Thank you very much. Let me add to what she just said. We discussed at length what one of the ladies said yesterday. He says love is fleeting. I mean, just to add to what Sister Shola has said, have you experienced that in your home? Fleeting love. And then she's saying, how do you how do you strike a balance? I mean, do you get to the point of that agape love? I mean, let's share your experience with us. Fleeting means that they can go
and come back.
Yes.
Yes, I think it, love is fleeting. I don't think the love has, is there a word like fleeted or left my marriage at any point in time? I think the love has, till this moment, it has only grown stronger. The question is, have we had issues that probably has made us or made the marriage look like, do I love this guy or not? I've not had such issues because we are a couple that communicate a lot. When I say I keep quiet, it doesn't mean I don't talk. I'm a very expressive person. I love to speak my mind. Only that I know the right time to talk and trash issues out. It's not I study the situation. It's love that makes you sacrifice. Like, I mean, I love you. I'm sacrificing because I love you. I'm doing a whole lot of things because I forgive you because I love you. To even start with, like, we've pissed ourselves off in the past, and you love me. If you love me, you have to forgive me. Same thing. I'm sacrificing a whole lot of things, that challenges that I overcome because I love him. Same thing with him. I'm also not an easy person to live with. If he pisses me off, I also piss him off a lot. I know that. But there's a way we strike a balance. Once there's, I think communication and understanding is like a number one key. Once that is in the marriage, I don't think the love would just disappear just like that. I mean, you got married because you love this person in the first place.
Thank you very much. Yes, that's how I reply then.
If I ask the question, do you love God? We all say yes. But there are times things happen that, God, why me? Why, you know? There are moments of fear, there are moments of doubt. But I will say that if you truly love your spouse, love will not go. But the love will be tested. There are challenges in life that will come once we... If we look at the... what we always read, they made us to read it, that's the vow, but understanding it in richer, in poorer, in sickness, in health, all of those things are things that are likely to come that will challenge that love. When such things come, is the love that will help to overcome it. But for those who will not be able to overcome at that time, will I say the love had left? For me, it never left. It's because I love him that I stayed and we are one today. But love grows. It will come to a time because there are seasons in life. Now, we are like boyfriend and girlfriend, in the sense that there are no children there again. So we are back to where we started. So there is that love that there is nothing we will do that will disturb my life again. And there is nothing I believe that I will do that will, you know, disturb him. So we have reached that agape love. So now, I think because of seasons of life, has taken us to that.
Now, it looks as if your experiences are similar. I mean, no one is ideal, but close to ideal. In a situation where one is nurturing and one is destroying, can the love disappear? Do you understand my question? One person, you know, we established on Sunday that love must grow, love must be cultivated, it must be nurtured. So when one party is nurturing the love and the other party is destroying the nurture, what should the person do?
It is a difficult task, but prayer is key to the success of that home. If one is you know, on the upper side, the one is, you know, on the lower side, bringing it down. There might be other forces that they need to look into. And maybe I just say this at this time. You can never know the level of what is going on between the two, husband and wife. It is only what they say or what you perceive. So there are times one may look like he's the one taking it up, but actions and things that maybe one way or the other had led the other party to believe that the one that we think is okay is not sincere enough. So there are things that may happen in marriage that may shake, you know, the existence of that home. But if truly love, if love truly exists, with prayer, with God, it will stand.
Praise the Lord. You know, I know we are not here actually to, we are not here not to face challenges in life. I want us to understand that. There's this fairy tale of movie, love in the movie. Everybody, ah, I love that movie. It's a movie. When it comes to life, then there are challenges. Think about it. God, husband and wife, in the Garden of Eden. And somebody came to influence the other party, the woman. And he convinced her to eat. And she gave to the husband. When God came, the first thing Adam said, God, you can't even hold me responsible. Don't even think about it. It is this woman that you gave to me. He has forgotten that he was the one that said, this is the bone of my bone. And he, listen to me, when there are challenges, she's still the bone of your bone. There are, if I don't want to say there must be challenges, except you are not alive. Do you know sometimes some of the remote control behind you that you don't even know the reason why the man is behaving the way he's behaving? You don't even know the reason why the woman... Sometimes some people, they have dealt with them at work enough that they don't even know how to handle it. Let me be honest with you. Mr. Yemisi said something. Do you know the place of prayer is the place of power? Don't ever think marriage works without prayers. Understand what you can do on your knees. Praise the Lord.
Yes. You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to direct it to Susan. You talked about knowing the right time to speak and when not to speak. How long can it take you to speak? Because sometimes if the atmosphere is not right, the Bible says we should not allow the anger to go down or whatever and all the stuff. And has it gotten to a point whereby even for a day, like 2 days, 3 days, there was that no window to open window to speak? Then Ma, I want to ask another, that's to you, then to Ah. We're in an era where marriage, divorce is even more fragile than egg. It breaks easily, even more than egg. And those that are not divorced, the way they are living together, they call it marriage of convenience. You see guys leave their work by 5 and they go somewhere. They won't even want to come home at all. They're just living together. They might be there till around 9, 10, 11 at night and they come home. I have about 2-3 friends like that. One has even changed the lock of his master bedroom. He comes home, he just sleep. He goes out in the morning. He's not interfering with the family again. What are people not doing right? That divorce is just breaking and everything just happening like that. And it's become a kind of a norm. Those are my questions.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, when to speak, and I think it still boils down to communication and understanding your spouse. When I say I don't speak when he is hungry. Like, he cannot be hungry. And me too, I'll be hungry, and he will be saying his words, and I'll be exchanging words with him. I'm not even that kind of a person. I'm not confrontation. I'm not a confrontational person. So he's also not a confrontational person either. But if at the point the atmosphere is very heated, I don't speak. Until when I study that the mood and the atmosphere is a little bit calm, and I see that his face and his tension, everything has gone away, then we'll now sit down and then we can now talk about it. Or I approach him in, there's a way, I just know how to approach him and then we talk about it. We're friends, we're like, he's my best friend. So I can't be angry with him throughout a whole day, 2 days, Abba. No,
so
not
you
like
take
that.
Advantage of his weakness?
I don't, no, not like
I'm just joking, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Of this, when divorce, separation are happening, I will say one, the days of not seeking for help has gone also. We tend to leave things until it gets to the moment of, you know, breaking. When things are happening, when issues are coming up, I think and I believe that we need to seek the right counsel. We don't wait until it is bad. Usually, maybe in my age or of recent, they will tell you that whatever things are happening between two of you, you don't say it out. I think things had changed. The world had revolved, you know, or evolved into another level. I think we need just to seek counsel early enough so that we can get things right. Before marriage, there is premarital counseling, which we should, please, in this assembly, not forget to do. It is 6 months. It is not a small thing. After service on Sunday, you just sit down. You know, everybody is tired. You are not even listening. It should be a Saturday, a moment where you have given 2 hours. You know, people had prayed to counsel you. You had prayed to come and receive counsel. It is then you can ask questions that may come up in marriage, and you'll be able to.
Thank you very much. I have a question here, but I need to ask this question because of our time. I mean, this person says, is it really wrong to at least argue or make your stand known? Well, if there's time, you'll answer it. But the question I want to ask is the focus for this family month, which is love enough? Is love enough? I mean, we define love differently. I mean, people had different definitions of love. But you're from your own personal definition or personal experience, is love enough? Was love enough to sustain you for 35 years? And if not, maybe just mention one or two.
Love is not enough. There is a place for patience. There is a place for perseverance. There is a place for long suffering. And that's the fruit of the spirit.
Hey, but I would think patience, everything that you mentioned now, they're actually in that you are agape love. I mean, the patience, the perseverance, the endurance, all those things are embedded in that agape love.
Yes.
Yes. Outside that, are there other things?
Yes.
Are there other things?
You must be determined.
Sir. Sir? Oh, come on.
Determination. No, one must be determined to make things work. If you are determined that this home will not break,
yes,
you give it all. All may include sacrifice, may include, you know, going on your knees, waiting on God for days for answer. It will include obedience to God's word, obedience to the Holy Spirit. If God says, go and beg, go and beg. If God says, go and seek for forgiveness. Go and confess. Go and restitute. You should be able to obey.
And that will help, you know, with prayer.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's clap for her. Susan, 4 years. 4 years is not a joke. I want you to also answer that question. Is it love enough? I mean, in your 4 years.
Yeah. Or
you love this guy, but was that all that has sustained the home?
Love is enough. I believe love is what helps you to sacrifice.
Your own is love is enough.
Love is enough.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's clap for her. She says love is enough. You are arguing. You're arguing. Eh? What's your own something? Love is enough, Abby. Love is enough too. What? Who? Is love enough? She's the one that has the question, Abby. But our time is fast spent too. Okay, let me ask this question. Maybe we would carry it over. What of love without money? Reverend, what of, you said love is enough. Eh? No. Eh?
I said it the other time that challenges will come. Even when there is money,
yes,
money will test your love.
Thank you very much.
Promotion, let's, advancement, everything will test
your
love.
Thank you very much. Let's clap for them. So, please, ask your questions. That one. You want a question? You are the one. Please, ask the question. Reverend, we answer it. You're in the hot seat now, sir.
Praise the Lord. My question is, there is a saying in Yoruba that in marriage, there are sometimes that the man that so in most cases, I say that is the female, the women that is always the sheep, and I when it comes to speaking and listening, most times is the women that always say, okay, let me keep quiet. Kolema soro, kema soro. So I just feel that the equation is not that balanced. Is it because the Bible says women be submissive? Can men too be submissive in some areas?
Praise the Lord. You see, marriage sometimes. When you are married for 4 or 5 years, why not? When you are married for 10 years, you will find out. 15 years, you will. In fact, when you are married for close to 30 years like myself, you know the power of women. You don't know the power of women, no? Until you are like 25, 30 years. You know why? Women are late starters. We are early starters. It's like you are the one that is suddenly, you know. If you are not careful and you're not treating your wife very well, you'll be the enemy of your children, no? You don't know. Hey, you don't know. We know, very good. Who is laughing last? Men or women? You know, so the issue is the fact that, let me tell you, so that's why we have to share experiences. And some people that are married for 2 years, 5 years, they don't know yet. Oh. Let me be honest with you. Look, if you are not treating your wife very well and you have grown-up children, most likely you'll be the enemy of your children. And so what is life? If that happens to you, tell me the essence of life. So really, 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 let me be honest with you. Marriage is balanced. It's only when we look at it from a myopic perspective. In the long run, it's a matter of sowing and reaping. See my wife now. You know me now. To enjoy my children, what do I do? I'm taking good, excellent, what of that? Great, what did that one? Fantastic, what did that one? Care of what? Their mommy. They don't want their mommy to be troubled. But marriage is balanced. And you can never convince a child against their mother. I don't care the kind of mouth you have. It didn't suck your breast.
You didn't carry them in your womb. Tell me what you will do. So men is a temporary, all this 100 meter dash that you are running. Women, they are ready for the marathon. They don't get tired. 10,000 miles, 15,000. You have run your 100 meter, Otirera. Praise the Lord. So there is a way, there is a time that you are the one that is in front. Later, I will bring you in. What them mom got me? One can joke, one should have one sorrow. One more. Praise the Lord. You see? Praise the Lord. So men that are married for 5 years, 10 years, just we will borrow your experience. What will we do? We borrow you what? Experience. Usually, honestly speaking, for real, women are most of the time being in charge. The Bible says a wise woman will do what at home? We build what? It is the job of the woman. Home includes the children. It's also, it's not a function of, that is why both of you must be together to enjoy everything. Marriage does not end with both men and women. What about children? What about life? What about everything? And your children are going to get married. Are we forgotten? So what will you be telling them? What will you be telling your daughter-in-laws? Son-in-law, what will you be telling them? Bible says I've been young and I'm what? This is what I've never seen. I've never seen what? No, you see it, beg bread. Tonight, I just want us to pray for the few minutes that we have left. Can we put our hands together for everybody that have... my daughters here are my sons. Susan, where are you? Online dating. It doesn't have to be in the church. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I've seen people, travel, seen people that I met online, and they're doing very, very well. Maybe your husband is in the US. Maybe your husband is in Tokyo. Maybe your husband is somewhere. You never can tell. It's only that they have to be in the four walls of a church. That's what your generation, yes or no? Online. We meet clients online. We do business online. Say, they can be bad people. I say, yeah. But like she said, maybe you have to talk to young people because that was what happened to you. Do you love your husband? Did he love you? They met online. Praise the Lord. Let me quickly read and we pray. Psalm 121. And I want you to please listen as we pray tonight. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. God will not allow your foot to be moved. In that your husband's house, your foot will not be moved. In the name of Jesus. He who keeps you will not slumber. God will not slumber concerning you. Behold, he who keeps Israel neither slumber nor sleep. Concerning you, concerning your destiny, concerning your children, concerning the destiny of your children, God will not slumber nor sleep. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day. Ah, hey. I said the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Can we begin to appreciate God tonight? Let's just thank God, appreciate God tonight. Say, God, I thank you because you will preserve me.